The odds are pretty good that you're listening to us in a car right now, so let me ask you, how are your tires? You probably don't think about them too much until there's a problem, but environmentalists do. That's because companies cut down huge areas of forest land in Southeast Asia to build rubber plantations, the source of the rubber for the tires. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, there's a business case to be made for not chopping down the forest.
Scientists estimate that a forest area the size of Indiana will be cut down to plant rubber trees over the next 8 years. Etel Higone with Waxman Strategies in Washington says that's creating biological deserts, driving some of our favorite exotic animals toward extinction.
I don't know if you've ever had the chance to get close to orangutans or go and watch macaques and gibbons, but these are incredibly cute little animals. They also mate for life.
But environmentalists aren't just tugging at our heartstrings. Burning forests in Southeast Asia for commodities like rubber, palm, and paper releases carbon stored in trees. Last year, fires in Indonesia raged out of control.
And for 26 days in a row, the fires in Indonesia released greenhouse gases that outstripped those of the U.S. economy. It was just an incredibly serious climate change catastrophe.
There are also human rights abuses. Indigenous people have been forced from their lands in Laos, Burma, and Cambodia to build new rubber plantations. And there have been problems with child labor. Now, to be clear, tire companies like Michelin, Pirelli, and Goodyear aren't burning forests directly, but they buy rubber from contractors who do. So that's the bad news. Here's the good. Michelin, the world's largest buyer of natural rubber, says that deforestation has to stop, and it's pledging to go green. It's still early on, a work in progress, but Higone says Michelin's shift in tone is huge.
I think it's a game changer. Now that Michelin has opened the door, other companies will feel some pressure to walk through and join on that path of sustainability, if only because there is growing scrutiny.
Harvard Business School professor Rebecca Henderson says other tire companies may well follow Michelin's lead.
It may be that they're worried about reputational risk, or alternatively, hoping that really committing to sustainability will give them an advantage with consumers.
That's certainly played out in other industries. California-based clothing brand Patagonia has been a leader in its commitment to the environment, and other companies have followed its example. Now, Patagonia is also turning its attention to the rubber thing.
So this is the inside of the suit here. Just looking to build the most environmentally benign suit on the market.
Jason McCaffrey directs the company's surf division.
We joke here that you can get any color as long as it's black, after old Henry Ford.
Patagonia's new wetsuits will now use only rubber from trees harvested according to principles designed by the Forest Stewardship Council.
Which is a lot of words that means it prevents any new deforestation or clear cutting from occurring.
Of course, these new suits will cost a bit more.
On average, it's only about $20 or $30 more. I think it's a bearable amount for people to pay extra for, knowing that where their suit came from doesn't contribute to deforestation, really.
Patagonia is banking on that. This year, they've more than doubled production to keep up with early demand projections. Harvard's Rebecca Henderson doesn't know if tire customers will respond similarly to Michelin's new green initiative. But she adds, switching to sustainably grown rubber probably won't hurt the company's business.
The thing that the environmentalists say, which is, you know, we can behave better and it wouldn't be that much more expensive and is sometimes cheaper, turns out, as far as I can tell, to be often true.
I tried to find out if Michelin's new tires might cost more, but the company didn't answer that question or any of my questions. It's curious that Michelin hasn't really been more vocal touting its new sustainable rubber policy. The company does have a checkered past with environmental groups that have dogged the company for contributing to deforestation. Perhaps Michelin wants the whole rubber issue, even when it's good news, to just go away. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.